Yo Pods, check out Meet Mitch and Leewood for award-winning barbecue, outstanding atmosphere, and your destination to watch all your favorite March Madness action. Tailgating for opening day? Place your order online and pick up on way to the game. Meet Mitch Barbecue, East 95th and Mission in Ranch Martin or Shopping Center.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
Nonstop. Right hand, left hand, nonstop, Josh.
With Joshua Briscoe.
At the time, it is the only thing I want to do.
Yeah.
The next day, I 100% regret it every time.
Yeah.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
The summer of Mick is over because he's back in the building now. Mick Schaefer, 41 Action News. It's really all summer of Mick. You know,
who said it's over? What is this crap?
Chet Hanks said it was going to be white boy summer. But I think we had hot girl summer. We had a pandemic summer. This is the summer of Mick.
Yeah.
And I said it's over because I think the purest form of summer of Mick is you not having to work. But you're here today.
Yeah, I'm here today. It's my day off, and I'm here working away. Oh, man. Man up. You know, earlier today, this afternoon, I was at Rally House,
yeah,
having to work there and get free stuff and
brutal,
laugh,
dude,
and everything, and have takes occasionally on sports. That show,
there were applauses,
that show,
people cheering for Mick.
Right,
it was
talking
rough.
About dad jokes.
It was rough.
That show was a lot of days almost entirely sports.
Yeah, like, and you know what? I'm glad you mentioned that, Mick. I really don't feel like they get a lot of the same stigma that we do.
Yeah,
I really don't feel like we're on an even playing field here, and I don't know if I like it.
You know what I'm tired of?
Almost everything.
And a lot of people in radio and TV and print are this way. Just a bunch of pansies. I'm tired of like, oh, it's so hot out there. Everybody be safe. It's so hot. I understand it.
I love the heat.
I love the heat.
How do you feel about the heat
great.
In this room?
It's June.
Oh, I feel good.
It's going to be July.
Yeah, yeah.
Every June and July and August are hot.
Yeah.
Get over it. Get used to it. Go to a pool and have a beer.
I can't. I'm doing
we
this radio
do it
show,
last
Mick.
Year.
I can feel sweat on my face in this
go
room,
go to a pool
Mick.
And have a beer. Oh, God. And yeah, it's 100 today. Would
it's
I rather be 90?
It feels great.
Sure.
Doesn't feel
but
great.
But I'm not going to bitch and moan great. Like everybody. It could be, 88. Oh, be safe out there. It's hot. Shut up.
I'm with Mick on this. At least
I'm
until
so
we get to winter.
Of it.
At that point, then I think we should be allowed to complain all we want.
No.
Not speaking for me, obviously, because I never
cold
complain.
Cold drinks and pools,
I never
boys,
complain in the cold
it ain't
weather.
Hard.
So, Mick, your stance is never complain about the weather, period, right? Just
no.
Tuck it up? Okay.
No.
Okay?
Never complain about the heat.
See, this is you guys are the worst.
Yes.
And then Beards is my only ally here.
Because
and I don't know
the
if
cold
I...
hurts.
Yeah, see,
I mean,
that's my argument.
Your bones hurt. And
that is always my argument.
I know
argument.
What's about to
cold
come out of his
doesn't
mouth.
Make my shirt wet.
Who cares? That's why I like sweat,
yeah.
Man. Lose
what?
Some weight. We lose some weight in the summer.
You don't lose
good.
Weight from your sweat.
Yes, you do.
You're just
and
ruining
your hats. You know what the
next
thing to come out of his mouth is going to be? It's like, well, you can always put on another layer of clothes.
That's what they...
No,
what
you
yeah.
can't.
No, there,
after like three
always
or four,
a limit.
No, you can't. And who wants to put on more layers of clothes?
Yeah.
Oh, it's kind of cold out. Give me a ninth jacket, okay? Give me my snow pants. Give me more layers of socks. Nobody wants that.
But
after
also,
three
you...
or four, who needs more than four layers of clothing?
I mean, it's like...
What about
me?
Get tough?
Five
what happened
me?
To get tough,
but again,
Mick?
It's different because like the heat doesn't hurt. The cold,
cold hurts. Oh, yeah.
There's physical
cold
pain.
Not if you grow
cold
up.
Kills heat, more than the heat.
The heat will wear you out, right?
That's
you're tired. You're exhausted. Maybe get a little loopy, right? I went golfing the last week for like first time forever.
Yeah,
100 degrees out.
Good for you, Rudy.
12th hole. All of a sudden, I'm like, whoo!
It's hot.
I'm feeling a little dizzy.
I'll have a water or a beer,
but it didn't hurt,
right?
I'm googling the difference. I'm seeing over more than 600 deaths a year from heat stroke in the United States.
Oh, it's got to be way more from. There's a thing called exposure. When you're out in the cold, you die.
This is everyone from 1970. I gotta do some math.
So. Yeah, while you're doing the math,
let me
continue on with this point. You know how long it takes you to get ready, like when in January 15th, you get out in the cold for your day?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just to get dressed? Like half an hour, maybe.
It's time consuming. Also,
you know how long it took me to throw this wardrobe together? 20 seconds, maybe.
You
got my flippy floppies on, my swimsuit, great shirt. Out the door.
You also got to think about, though, too, like where you're at and like what you're doing. Because I remember one time when we were out at the Chiefs game and being told by an intern at the time, like, well, why don't you wear like, you know, snow pants and a snow shirt? Because I'm about to go into a press box.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I also want like, to be able to be inside and then go out. Like, whenever I got in my car today,
like I'm lit. Like
the thing on my car is at 109 degrees.
But guess what? In like 10 seconds, you were cool because you had the AC.
In 10 seconds. In 10 minutes.
When
it's cold out, it takes 10 minutes to warm up, right? As you're still shivering and shaking. It's so cold. Come on, heat.
But get tough, Mick. Get tough. What happened? You used to stand for something.
You like 20 degree weather. That is your take?
I absolutely prefer it to today. Absolutely. Oh. I would much rather it be 20 degrees than 100 or even 90. Like, I would take 20 over 90 and 30 over 80. Yeah, I'm here for both of those.
Everybody 100%. Can agree like 60 to 70 is like the, or 50 to 70 is probably the ideal temperature.
50 to 70 is all great.
Oh, God, but, no, not 50.
50 is great.
Let's start at 70.
I can live with 50 if there's no wind. Now if there's wind, now we got problems.
What do you set your temperature inside? Do you set it at 50?
No, but if I could get it down to 50, I'd be tempted by it.
I'm betting you're a 62 man with the windows open.
It is in the winter?
Probably.
With windows open? I will open the windows in the winter occasionally to get some fresh air in. But it's 72 to 74 on the thermostat during the summer. That's where I'm at right now. 72 to 74.
That surprises me because I feel like that'd be way too hot. But also, like, it's like we.
Oh, well, I'm in the nude.
See, that's
100% of the time.
Where I live, our house is even like a little bit hotter than I'd like it to be. But you know what we're not doing? We're not spending money.
Right,
so
sure.
I'll sweat a little bit inside to save, you know, 30, 40 bucks at the end of the month.
I open all of the windows and I'm fully in the nude and then it's sort of, you know, it's a fun show for the neighbors and I'm at my peak body temperature, which is at 72 degrees.
You also do have a very open house.
It's
very
true, which also makes it hard.
You have a very good body.
Thank you. That's what the neighbors.
Everybody wants to see.
That's what the neighbors keep saying. Is they keep coming up and just saying, "Listen, could you actually just turn it up a little bit? I'd like to see you have a nice glisten," which I will certainly have. Maybe now, certainly by the end of the hour, because it's too hot in this room. Anyway, so I did all the math here. 19,000 Americans have died from cold-related causes since 1979, according to death certificates. Mm-hmm. That's 41 years. I just went to 2020.
Yeah.
So that goes down to about 463 per year.
Yeah.
Heat stroke, it says, results in more than 600 deaths a year in the United States.
I feel like you're not counting enough deaths on the cold side.
I think the problem with the cold side...
Because that makes you sick, right? A lot of times.
That's
or at least,
the thing.
So makes you more open to you know, being sick.
You're dying of other stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was caused by the cold.
Yeah. You also die of like... I mean, listen.
As a man who has been on the brink of death of a heat stroke before, I have been 19 years old wearing all black at a Warped Tour concert.
Yeah.
In 110 degree
you're
heat.
You're talking about like football practice or something like that.
No, football practice, fine. No, that was easy.
You think about how
Warped
close
tour.
We all were to death.
Warped
to probably,
tour.
Well, maybe not you guys.
No, that's a different animal. I had 2 days.
Yeah, so, well.
And
so,
then during camp, we had 3 days.
And then in my era, were a pansy if you wanted water. And it was one water break per 3-hour practice in the middle, and the water was not cold. They had ice when they brought it down 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
But the 100 degree heat has melted it. I'm like, okay. And you were a pansy if you wanted water. And now they said, like, oh, no, okay, we were all close to dying then.
Yeah.
Okay.
We were the opposite in the sense that our coach would make us weigh before and after practice. And you would be punished if you lost weight during practice because you weren't drinking enough
in
water.
Locker room,
you wanted to make sure we were hydrated.
They look at your pee color.
Yeah. Yes.
You get punished like college locker rooms if your pee's yellow.
If your pee's yellow, you're a terrible
your
human being.
Teammate.
You should be in prison.
Yeah.
It's you and child murderers. Same, yep.
They
same
wanted
death
our
row.
Pee was brown back
that,
then.
That's the Tom Herman method.
Your description of the water has given me a sense memory that I've not thought about in a decade now, probably. We had a shed. I played football at Maranatha. There was a shed at the bottom of the hill.
Four-man football?
We got by the,
touch?
By the end of the year, I think they actually did start going down to no longer playing full team stuff. By the end of my senior year.
I don't think they have
year,
it anymore.
I think
Maranatha.
You're right. By the end of my,
probably 11-man though, right?
The end of my senior year, I think we had 13 active players. Right.
Did the coach make you go into the shed whenever you got a concussion?
No.
Was that basically what that shed was for?
It was basically NFL Street. We were playing both sides of the ball 100% of the time. And special teams. But what I remember... that you just brought up was that we would often have those water bottles get filled up and they would just stay in the shed for like a month and you would just drink the water that was it would be hot, it would taste like the inside of the water bottle. There was definitely some sort of microorganisms in there that probably could have given us all some sort of new disease, and I don't want to ever think about that again, but you've brought it back today. So
one benefit I had was for like drink breaks, it was always our drink breaks always came after individual drills. So basically it was each individual coach's decision to decide who would get to go do drinks first. the way it worked for the receivers was we'd all just crowd together. He would just toss the ball up in the air. First person to catch it, you were the first person to go get a drink, and he would just keep doing that to everybody. And I would just stand at the back of the pile, just you guys can fight. Everybody's fighting for position. Yeah. He tosses up, and I just reach over, hit it once, like to the outside, and
tip it to yourself.
Occasionally, I might like hit it too far, and now we got to do it again because nobody caught it. But it was my favorite thing about practice because it was just like, yep.
That would be aggressive just in the animal kingdom. You'd be like, you guys should share your water. I need Beards for a second, though. I need Beards because here I can't have this 2v1 of the heat versus cold thing. Because what I know that Beards and I share in common here.
Why you feel insecure in your view?
He does.
No, I just want an even playing field, you know? I want 50-50 here.
Hey, I'd take you all on like I'm Jon Snow and whatever army that was.
Do you
not
love wearing a good hoodie whenever it's just kind of that little crisp air outside?
No, I don't mind. Sure, little like 50 chilly. Degrees, I'm fine. And look, I'm not complaining at 20 degrees. I would just much rather have this than 20 degrees. But yeah, once it's teens or lower, it hurts.
We now go to our resident cold weather and hoodie expert, Beards McFly, on the scene right here. Beards, back
out
to you.
It's too warm for a hoodie.
It's too damn hot. And it's not just that the hoodie is good in the cold. It's that a hoodie is a good thing to wear. I feel good wearing a hoodie.
Everybody looks better, I think, in a hoodie.
You look good in it.
Comfortable. Yeah,
unless you're a really good-looking person, shaped well. Normal people look good
in
a hoodie.
And then you just look good in a hoodie.
Yeah.
That's right. If you already look good, you can look good in a hoodie. And then whenever you're no longer wearing a hoodie, they're like, God, I thought you were just
you
look
either
good
look
in a
good in a hoodie or look better in a hoodie. Those
That's
are the
right.
only two options.
It's all the curves that you maybe do or don't want people to see.
Right.
They all just sort of flatten out. Everybody's very cozy. You can throw that hood up. Like the hoodie itself is an argument for the cold weather. Beards, your thoughts.
Also, Mick, you were talking earlier about wearing like 9 different layers of clothing.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
Nobody does that.
Do you have bad winter clothing?
Yeah.
Is that your problem here?
Are you wearing 9 Hawaiian shirts
what
on top
I do
of each
in
other?
No,
there's degrees in the winter where like it doesn't matter if I have 9 layers on. I'm still going to be cold because there's always going to be parts of you that have to be exposed, right? Your face or your hands or
That's what
whatever.
Gloves are for.
Huh?
Gloves.
No, I know that, but a lot of times I'm out, my reference is I'm out doing live shots for the damn Chiefs who keep winning January games
now, which
is such an annoying trend, and I'm out there for 2+ hours for a post-game show standing, and I'm on my phone, it's my script a lot of times, and I can't use gloves.
That's understandable.
And you're standing there, and yeah, I've got my thermals on, I got the heated stuff on, I've got pants on after that, and I'm still cold.
All you need are base layers.
I wear long underwear. Was then that not a base
it's
layer?
It's like super long underwear, though.
Huh?
Is base layers a brand?
No, it's
are
like
you saying
so
that you're looking for a specific type
when
of base
I,
layer.
When I ran the outdoor show, that
is
was
it
on
stuff
15-10.
That like has batteries and you turn on?
No, not quite. It's just really warm underwear, not quite underwear, but just base layer wear stuff.
Yeah,
so it's like
long underwear, right?
A long sleeve shirt or whatever that's a little bit thicker and it's insulated.
Yeah, that's
and
what I wear.
I have one
it's
of
not enough.
I have one of
it's
those.
Get tough, Mick.
All I need in 30-degree weather is that and a hoodie, and I'm good.
Oh, really?
They're good.
Yeah.
I've got the full hunting gear set up, like because my dad goes hunting, so I've got everything, and I still hurt. So bad.
Yeah. Cold
and part of this is probably because, again, because like with you, like generally when I'm outside, it's Chiefs related and I'm outside for 3-4 hours.
Yeah.
Sure. If I'm going to be outside, if I'm walking to my car, I'm walking from the car, it's 30 seconds, a minute, fine. But when I was outside for the Chiefs parade for 10 hours, I almost died on 7 occasions.
Yeah. Your feet.
None of that was cold.
Feet get really cold. You double up, thermal socks, double up, get your boots on. They're still cold.
The parade did hurt Rudy a lot more than it was hurting me. Like I was very cold. It was unpleasant. We got out there at like 5 or 6 a.m. I think.
Same.
That was tough. But you definitely were struggling much harder than either me or girlfriend Renee. She was also. I think she was tougher than both of us, which isn't surprising now that I say it out loud.
I'll say I've always been fine with the minute. When it comes to cold weather too, like my mood will change. Like I feel like I'm a pretty not necessarily happy person, but I'm usually like in an okay mood.
Well, you know why? Because I mean it gets dark at 5.
Yeah, when it's
that changes
cold
my
outside,
mood. Start. I become
an angry person. I just start hating the world.
Why isn't everything daylight savings time? Why have we not talked about that?
Let's talk about this.
Only 4 months out of the year are regular time. How is the odd time? Why is standard time 4 months out of 12, and the odd daylight savings 8 now?
So
just make
here,
it all.
First
all
of all, here's my offering I'll make in terms of something that gets close to a peace treaty on the temperature thing. If I have to be outside for 6 hours, I would rather it be too hot because my day's bleeped at that point regardless. I am getting home and the first thing I'm doing is trying to put an ice pack inside of my face and then take a shower. But if I am going to be unpleasant for a 5 to 10 minute window or for a car ride, for a drive, I'd rather be cold because then I can be cold in the car and I'll get into an inside place and warm up and be able to wear a hoodie and I can adjust the temperature inside very easily. But I'm also that way if you're in a car for a 15 minute stretch of it being 100 and some degrees, I'm going to get to, let's say, work and already have sweat in my armpits. And I don't want that. That's as far as I'm willing to extend the olive branch.
Okay.
Let's talk about daylight savings time. Beards, do you have opinions on daylight savings time?
It gets dark really early.
All right. Rudy, you can go back over there. We're going to bring everyone. I wish people could see what our setup is for this hour today. There are several. I know a decent amount about daylight savings time and the politics that come behind it. It's all politics, Mick. Everything's politics.
Life is politics.
Yeah. It's all political theater.
Here's the thing. Here's why it can't just be like that for everybody, because in some cases, your time zone, depending on which side of the time zone you're on, daylight savings time or standard time shifts dramatically. So if you're a state that's on one edge of a time zone versus the other edge, your noon looks very different than their noon, even though it's noon in both places. So what we really need, I think, is what I've picked up is that you have, this is going to get wonky. I have two options here. One is the wonky one, and then one is the great sort of smoother of all of these issues. One is that you let states decide what their time zone situation is going to be. Now, the issue is going to
basically
become...
have, right? Arizona doesn't do it.
Arizona is the outlier. I think Arizona is the only one that, like, toggles.
There are parts of Indiana that used to not.
Parts of Indiana.
And now I believe they do. No, I've studied up.
Parts of Indiana. But then you could permanently stay there so the at whatever your time would be. So I don't know how this would work for your TV teases at, you know, instead of 7, 8 Central, it's 7 in Florida, 8 in Louisiana, 9 in Kentucky, because they've made whatever choices they've made. That's one option. A lot of moving parts there. Here's the other option. Time zones, over it. Done. Gone. I'm eating lunch at 4 a.m. because that's just what it is. The sun is in the middle of the sky, straight ahead. It is 0400,
sure.
And so we're all on the same time.
We're on the
UTC. If I'm in Kansas and I eat lunch at noon, in Europe, you should be eating lunch at like 8 p.m. or whatever. Yeah. That's
right.
Just their time for lunch.
Yep.
UTC is what? Universal time?
I know Greenwich Mean Time, I think. Is that like the...
I think Greenwich and UTC are the same thing.
Maybe that might, yeah.
I think they're the same thing essentially, but it is obviously like a universal time that's how you tell, like, to link up the world, right?
GMT, I think, is 5 hours ahead of us, but like if we take away AMs and PMs, mm-hmm. we have to go military time,
and
that's fine because
some
it loses
days,
all meaning.
A new day would start at 7.
Sure. Well, it starts at 0700 already. That's a good time to get up.
Or I guess
it starts when the sun rises.
That's right.
Wherever you're at, when the sun rises, the day has started. When it goes down, the day is over.
Well, that's how it is now.
Right.
Yeah, but you still worry about time.
We just have to reestablish the norms. Yeah. The times will still matter. Our show will go from whatever. I'm not going to try to do this math even close to right. But our math is just going to go from 2100 to 2400 or to zeros or whatever. But we all just reestablish that as the new norm.
Some days, though, for some places, a new day will start halfway through your workday. Is what you're proposing?
No, mean a new? You mean a new
day?
Solar day?
Yeah.
Like in terms of the
sun
coming up?
Just like if we're all doing, if it's 12 p.m. here and 12 p.m. in Europe.
Yes.
Right. It's the same time.
What happens in the middle of our workdays right now, Mick? What happens in the middle of our workdays?
I don't know.
You just take a nap.
We start over. We go through the noon hour, and it's 12 o'clock, and all of a sudden it's 1 o'clock. That's not how numbers work. We go from a.m. to p.m., and then we go from 12 to 1.
It doesn't start a new day.
But the new day, when does a new day start?
But it feels like
12 a.m.
At midnight?
Do I have to answer that question?
But then the new day, yeah, I mean, that's a fair point. Now that I'm thinking about it, that's a fair point. I think
it's not a perfect plan, but...
I think a new day... is arbitrary. We do need to have a date, though.
But wait, so you're saying everybody has to be on the same time? But we gotta be all different days.
No, so that's also gonna be decided by the Greenwich but, Greenwich
yeah,
Mean Time.
Greenwich Mean Time has us all at the same time, the same day, all the time.
So yes,
it just looks different.
At 12 a.m., it's gonna be a new day in Kansas. That's fine. I'm sleeping in Greenwich, England. I'm in the middle of my work day.
Yep.
Oh, it's all of a sudden not the 20th anymore. It's the 21st.
No, it's still the time is still, or the date is still the same. It's just where the positioning of the sun is at essentially is different. So again,
you want the time to be all the same, but the days are going to be different.
No, they'll still be the same.
Days are the same.
Everything's the same. It just looks different.
But
right?
it's turning a different day at a different time, no matter where you're at.
6 a.m. looks different.
You could be eating dinner. I'm like, oh, it's a new day.
But like 6 a.m. looks different here. 0600 looks different here than it's going to look.
No, I know
that.
Right.
But it's 0600 in both places.
Right.
But
it's May 20th, 0600, both spots. It just looks very different.
Right, exactly. But if it turns, we're going to determine when a new day is going to happen, right?
Yeah.
Say it happens at 12 a.m.
Yes.
It happens at zero.
That's going to be in the middle of a work day for a lot of places.
Yeah.
That's going to be the beginning of a work day.
We already switched from AM to PM in the middle of the day. I'm just here for my, the end of my...
That's what I'm saying.
You're resetting some...
You're like, oh, it's a new day.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Because new day, that's all societal norms. We're just resetting all of that. And then,
I'm not on board with your anarchy anymore.
You know when this is going to be the coolest? New Year's.
Oh, boy.
Because at 24, at 23:59,
we all get it together.
Greenwich, meantime.
You're going to pay for all of this with Bitcoin, too, right?
Yes.
This is all the future.
This is...
And your little trading cards that move hologram things.
Yeah, those have crashed.
NFTs are dead.
NFTs are dead.
We all thought, hey, I broke even. I'm happy. I got 3 months of radio content out of it. I broke even. It was a good investment.
I did not break even.
And I have a Nikola Jokic highlight. Life's good. Man.
We could all celebrate as a world. I think this would solve all the world's problems. As a world, we could celebrate at what we'll call global midnight, which does sound like a nuclear threat situation. But at global midnight, that's what we'll call, the 35, the 23:59 to zero.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think it would be beautiful.
Now the world's just partying together.
Yeah.
Race, religion, none of that matters anymore.
I'm sure.
We're just partying together.
And instead of working 9 to 5,
we're just partying together.
It's 5 hours ahead of Kansas City time. So instead of working 9 to 5 on your average work day, we would just work
12 to 10.
Depends on where you're at.
Do you go back? I'm saying Kansas City. We're going central. Just use
is
us
Kansas
as the example.
Kansas City the base, or are we going to stay normal and then the rest of the world wonky?
Greenwich is going to be normal because they claimed it first, I think.
Yeah, they got it first.
So
they're here first.
It's 5 hours ahead of us. Mm-hmm. So at 9, instead of again, so 9 a.m. our time becomes.
Noon to 10 our time.
I'm moving the other. Is that not right?
No, we would start our work day at like 4 a.m.
Right. Our work. 9 to 5 would now be 4 to 12.
Oh, yeah, yes.
9 to 5 is just 4 to 12 now.
Yeah.
It's just 4 to 12. That's the grind. You got to get to work by 4. You get off at 12. You go home.
The sun's in the same
spot
the whole
time. Dolly Parton singing a new time. Working 4 to 12.
Working 4 to 12. All of that.
And honestly, it's a little catchier if you think about it.
It is.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, 9 to 5. Who decided that? I feel like we fixed it.
Royals and Tigers tonight in prime time at 2:10 p.m.
Not p.m.
Sorry, 2:10.
14:10.
That's right, 14:10.
First pitch, 14:10.
Wow.
And it's now 14:11, and they're down by 9
minutes.
You're pretty good at time estimating. You want me to click and see what it's been?
25:12. 13, 14, 15.
23, 11, 12.
Oh, well, I'm looking at that clock right there. This is 25.
Oh. That's not the right.
I was trying to cheat.
It's close.
That's fine. You did pretty good.
We talked about time zones and hot weather. Yep.
Yeah.
These are the things the people of this country want to know. These are the big problems we have.
Let's keep telling ourselves that.
If we could
solve
some major problems like this, we could focus on other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's air condition.
Take your first
the
step
globe
before you take your second.
And then let's fix time zones.
Try to take that second step before you take the first. And you
time zones
down.
Are weird. Like there's a little sliver of Western Kansas that is in the mountain time zone. A little parts of it.
I didn't know that.
That's like
Syracuse, Kansas is in. And that would suck in that, like, it gets darker earlier there. Mm-hmm. Whereas you go, like, 5 miles east, and it's an hour later.
That's how Kentucky is. It's both central and eastern.
It's also a weird chunk of western Kansas where it's,
it follows the line for a little bit, then it juts out and doesn't. Yeah.
That was some like town hall meeting that.
It's like they followed an old like Lewis and Clark map or like what Kansas used to look like.
Is there a mountain? Is this a mountain range or something? That because up north above Kansas, it also cuts through parts.
You heard of the Rockies?
Is that the Rockies there? I don't see it on the map.
Is that a mountain range there? Over?
Sorry, do the Rockies go through Nebraska? Because if so, I'm legitimately learning something today.
You might be talking about the Flint Hills.
I'm just trying to figure out what this wonky ass lines here.
I don't know why. I don't know why they just couldn't take it down the border of those states.
Just go down the state lines. Yeah. I feel like that'd be easier.
I'm going to blame it on the Flint Hills.
Did you know that? Hold on. According to this map, did you know that not all of Arizona does not observe daylight savings time?
Yeah, now it looks like it.
It's just a big.
And look. Well, okay, maybe that was the part of Indiana that didn't do it. See, it chunks out there.
It does.
To basically probably get the Chicago suburbs. Super keep that weird. On the same time.
Because that'd be really weird if half of Chicago was on one and half of Chicago was on the other.
I'm sure there
that'd throw a lot of people off.
I'm sure there is an actual answer to this that I don't care to actually know because this world is a better one for us to live in. But do think for a second about how bonkers time zones are when we could have all just been on
Greenwich.
One clock.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of like it better this way. Do you want to know the toughest math I've ever done?
Yes.
And it's because of time zones?
Yes.
So who was the first Japanese pitcher to play for the Royals?
For the Royals?
Japanese player to play for the Royals.
Was it Aoki?
No. Was there before that, Aoki? Nomo, right? Was it Nomo?
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot. Hideo Nomo played for the Royals.
And so he was tailing in his career. Yeah. He was still a huge thing.
Was it any of these players?
It would have been Nomo.
Yeah.
So
I totally forgot he was a Royal.
But he's still a huge thing in Japan.
2000
to where, like, he has his own media brigade follow him. Imagine it's like the Yankees media party. It's about that size. And so we were down for spring training for the Royals in whatever year that would have been. I don't know, 2009, something like that.
What'd you say, Rudy? What are you guessing?
2008 was when he was a Royal.
2008. So we're down there. And we're working with a Japanese TV station. And so we had to do their live shots in the middle of the night because, obviously, we're not on the same time zone. The daylight over there.
I think we can fix this.
And so when you do satellite live shots, you have to speak in Army time. So we had to adjust to that. And then we also had to adjust to Japanese time. What time is it there? Army time. Mm-hmm. And then we were booking through our place in Kansas City, which is Central time. But we're in Arizona. Which, when we first got there, okay, was 2 hours back.
Right?
Right? And then after that was three. Sorry. Because they changed the daylight savings time, right?
Mid-spring training.
And so, what was it? It was either 1 hour and then two. And
it's one of the two.
And then it changed in the middle of it all. And so, we had to do all that math each time. To make sure the people in Japan knew we were talking on the same time that we were going to send this video. And it was hard, and we didn't always do it right. Japan
Understandable.
Military time, daylight savings time, adjusting to Arizona daylight savings time because they were on California time during daylight savings time because they didn't observe it.
It's always Arizona's fault.
The Royals were
a 3-year break in between he played with the Rays in 2005 and then the Royals in 2008.
And that was his last major league stint.
Japan team was the Kintetsu Buffaloes.
Yeah, it was.
Japanese team have better nicknames than
they have some fun ones.
The Yakult Swallows.
Swallows, I like.
Pretty good.
It's the what Swallows?
Yakult.
I thought you said the Occult Swallows. I was like, that sounds very
pretty close.
Sounds very dark. Let's take a break. Whenever we come back, we'll see if we have any more weather or time zone related things to talk about.
How are we
going to
solve the world this time?
I feel like we solved the world in less than half an hour here, and so doing it just a little more next segment shouldn't be a big deal.
Working my ass off on a day off.
Summer's coming and hotter days are here. Keep cool with the help of our friends at Manscaped, who just launched their fourth generation performance package, which includes the Lawnmower 4.0.
No way.
4.0. You heard that right. The 4.0.
No way.
Compliment your summer grooming routine with a trim from the leaders in male grooming. The sun is shining and calling your name, fellas. Join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped Three of them are right here. And get ready for summer by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code ALMOST. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code ALMOST.
And did Josh mention this trimmer is waterproof too?
4.0?
In the shower or under the sun, the Lawnmower 4.0 is the best trimmer for you.
Seal the deal with Manscaped's liquid formulations. Before heading outside, use Crop Preserver down under deodorant to keep you on your game in the heat. After a long day of trimming the lawn and whacking the weeds in the summer heat, boost your freshness with the Crop Reviver.
Manscaped even threw in two free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0, the Manscaped Boxers, which I kid you not, am wearing right now,
4.0,
and the Shed Travel Bag. Bring your comfort and boxers to another level. Do you guys believe me? Do you want to see them? I'm wearing. You guys want to see my underwear?
Not really.
I don't think I'm wearing them.
No. What?
Yeah, I'm wearing them.
Beers, what underwear are you wearing?
Not those, unfortunately.
Manscaped!
I'm wearing the Manscaped.
I wanted to, but they were dirty.
I bought a 3-pack of them.
Get 20% off and free shipping with the code ALMOST at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code ALMOST at manscaped.com. Stay fresh this summer and shine with Manscaped.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
I don't like any seafood or anything with seafood in it.
With Joshua Briscoe.
What about catfish?
Oh, my God, guys.
Salmon?
No.
Rudy asked, Rudy said salmon.
I like
salmon.
A nice Chipotle salmon.
The water, nothing.
What about an albacore tuna? Chicken of the sea.
Oh, my God. Let's keep going. Yeah.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Second segment with Mick Schaefer, 41 Action News. It's a day off. You wouldn't know it by following him around with his media posse. What's the most people you've ever had just following you around just as like a...
Four. My family,
thing?
That's it.
That makes sense.
And they I'm always do because I am the fastest, one of the fastest walkers you've ever met.
I buy that. That makes
sense. I'm a
sprint, never,
walker.
No, not fast. Mm-mm. I always did distance. Yeah. Why you do distance in track is because you're slow. You can't do the 100. Everybody wants to do the 100. Sorry, you're not fast enough. 200, 400? No, sorry. Mile it is, I guess. That's where they put the guys who aren't fast. And so, but I am a damn fast walker.
Yeah, you've got fast walking energy.
And mm-hmm. So the opposite is true. My wife was a sprinter in high school and college. She was a state champion in the 100, the 200, and the 400. She was named an All-American sprinter in college. She's the slowest walker I have ever seen in my life. And it drives me nuts. And the more it drives me nuts, the slower she walks. And when we get divorced, I should have said if or when, it's going to be over that.
That seems to
on
really
vacation,
rankle you.
I'll be a block ahead and I'll just turn around and just slump my shoulders. Really? Really? I'm trying to walk slow.
Why doesn't she just sprint everyone? Like, if she just sprinted every 30 seconds.
Great question.
You guys could be in sync again.
Yeah. Maybe if I tried to run,
you'd actually get slower. Yeah.
Have you ever, is this going to be something like in your old age where you, in your older age, where you like get into the speed walking tournaments and everything that might fulfill your competitive spirit?
No, but you know what I am at? Like this January, like every January, like, oh, I got to lose some weight, right?
Yeah.
Just do nothing but pour on calories over the break. And so I basically, yeah, did like the incline on the treadmill and like did the speed walking instead of running. I'm like, I told myself, you know what? I'm in my zone more here. I'm in fat burning zone. I don't know if that's the case, but I'm to the point where like, you know what? A walk would do me good.
Yeah.
10 years ago, I'd be like, what is walking do? You
got to
sprint for a few miles, all right, to have even a chance of losing weight. Yeah. Now it's like, well, you know, walk nice the dog to walk.
Yeah.
Man, I look a little thinner. Yeah, a walk good. Does me good. So, yeah, I'm at that point in my life. It's sad.
10 pounds on this walk around the block. I'm feeling like I'm in my zone right now.
That's where I
went for a walk today with my wife.
10 years
we
ago.
Went, it was a walk run. We went about 4 miles, ran about a mile and a half of it.
Wait, so how did that go?
Intermittent training.
Huh?
Back and forth.
Were you walking and she
was
running?
Great question. I was... it's like if we're not on vacation and it's like for a purpose, she's got a decent average walking speed.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's going to annoy me and like we've got to get to this ball game on time, then well, we're barely putting one foot in front of the other, boys.
That's going to be the reason you guys get divorced. It's going to be because of that.
Oh, yeah. We've had some knockdown dragouts.
About?
Let me tell you about Chicago 07.
I would like to know.
Oof. Oof. She nearly got left there.
I'm going to just tell this to Beards and Rudy. My strategy right now is that if I keep not saying anything, maybe Mick will actually tell us the story.
we'll just go
and
with
I just
it, yeah.
want to know.
I just the story
know.
Was I was walking past. She wasn't. I got pissed. She got pissed and I got pissed. Yeah, that was it.
Chicago's fun.
It's nice.
It is.
It's crazy the city split into two different times.
I know, right?
No, it really seems like they could have probably avoided that.
Now I understand why there's a north side and a south side.
Do you? I was whenever I was asking about you know the mobs of people that will follow you along. I was thinking, do you have a weird or a good like
Mick Schaefer
story?
Probably.
How many times has someone? Let me ask you this then. Let me ask you this way: how many times has somebody gone like, "Hey Nick, I watch you every night.
All the
I
time.
Love your work."
Nick and Mitch, I get recognized all the time. It's just not always the right name.
That's what. Yeah, that yeah. that has to be. Yeah, that. Yeah. That makes sense. I mean, it doesn't really make sense. Like, they should probably... you ever get Mike? Is Mike ever? Or is it always Nick or Mitch?
I've probably gotten some Mikes, but it's usually Mitch and then Nick in that order. So, yeah, I'm sure I have some funny ones.
I don't want you to work too hard to try to find. We've already
well,
done pretty good radio
there was
so
that time
far.
You almost threw a man into the ocean.
That's right.
That now, was just a year
that's
ago.
Right. Yeah, yeah. That's right. Yeah, I don't think he recognized me.
Yeah.
Oh, he's
otherwise,
a huge
he would have known.
He's a huge fan.
He's coming for a hug, actually. Is what
yeah,
he just wanted
yeah.
a he wanted a selfie.
Yeah, he was.
Yes.
All right. Well, do you want me to ask about a sports thing?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
You know what? Hey, let me ask. Were you out in the sweltering heat at mini camps at any point over this last stretch of time that you have been on the show?
Thursday, I was supposed to be out there yesterday, but they banged practice, or at least they banged it for the media.
Okay.
And I was actually happy in that, like, I was going to have to come in at, like, 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And then,
it was an early one yesterday at first.
Yeah, and then do all the Zooms, stay out there, do some stand-ups, do the 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock show, 6 o'clock show, and then stick around to the 10 p.m. show. Would have been a long day. So, shortened my day. I was fine with that. So, I was not out there. I saw a lot of the video.
Yeah.
I heard all the Zooms.
So many Zooms.
So many Zooms.
A lot of Zooms.
Was there one singular thing out of the entire Zooms over mini camps, both mandatory and voluntary, where you went, oh, yeah, you know what? That right there, that gets my wheels turning. One thing. Was there one thing?
Probably not. If it was anything, it came from Kelsey or Frank Clark or something like that. Seren yesterday made fun of my hat, and I didn't think it was my hat. And a lot of times, Lebo and I and Seren and I will text during the Zooms,
sure.
maybe making fun of other people's questions on the Zooms or just other stuff.
If I could just get like a spectator spot on that group chat,
you
want to
be a part of that?
It.
Yeah,
I appreciate
yeah.
that.
And so, Tyrann Mathieu, I don't you know if you saw a Zoom yesterday, but he's got this weird stocking cap.
Yeah,
100 degree, mm-hmm. and it's rolled up.
He's been rocking that for a little while now.
Yeah,
it's kind of a
and
strange,
so,
unique.
Listen,
choice.
It. He could pull it off.
Yeah.
Sure.
If I wore it, everybody
yeah.
would laugh their ass off, right? But he could pull it off because he's Tyrann Mathieu. And so I'm there. It's morning time, 9:45. And so I've got T-shirt on and my Titleist golf hat on. A little flat bill, whatever. And Seren texts me, worst hat ever. I'm like, Tyrann's? I know, right? He's like, no, yours. I'm like, and so I'm looking at myself in the Zoom. I'm like what's wrong with this
bad?
Hat? He goes, because it looks like you just stole Corey Anderson's wardrobe. I'm like, I cannot afford Corey Anderson's wardrobe, so that's I would have to steal it. So that's what came to me from Zoom yesterday.
It's like Seren was in the room here with us for a second there. No, yours in Seren. You nailed it. It's a
yeah,
perfect,
yeah.
a pitch-perfect impression.
Yeah. And then a couple days ago, I was driving to my son's baseball game with my dad in the car. He had come up for a couple days. And we're listening to Travis Kelce's Zoom,
mm-hmm.
and they go, "Let's go to Mick Schaefer." And
hey, freeze right there! Freeze right there for a second. Did your heart for a second go like, "Oh, bleep"?
Maybe like a nanosecond.
Okay.
Then I realized what was going on.
Okay,
I knew we had two people on the call, Aaron and McKenzie, and McKenzie was probably at my desk.
Yeah,
and the Zoom said Mick Schaefer, and sure enough, eventually over a few seconds, she's like, "Oh, it's McKenzie." And so, but immediately, let's go to McShaffer. And so I just go, I look at the radio. I'm like, Travis, hey, Travis, hey, Travis. And my dad was the most confused person on the planet at that point. He looks at me. He looks at the radio. He looks at me. He goes, is there someplace you should be? And then we hear, no, it's McKinsey. I'm like, no, Dad, it's McKinsey. Well, why did I say your name? I'm like, well, on Zoom calls, you have your name up there. And they, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I think he ended up getting it. But it was really funny. I just started yelling at the radio.
That's awesome. What a good. On your toes for that moment.
I
can confuse my dad really well here. That's fabulous.
I was thinking he would go along with the joke, but now he was confused.
Genuinely confused.
That's what 70 will do to you.
Yeah, no kidding. Look at what, I can only guess, early 60s have done for you.
Yeah, I know.
It's
right?
kind of close to your dad's age, I guess, probably not quite. The freeze in the car thing, I haven't, Beards and Rudy could both speak to this more recently, but I haven't like actually had to hit a legal ID in several years, which is, you know, the bottom of the hour, especially for live programming a football game. You're listening to the NFL on Westwood One. Let's pause for 10 seconds for station identification here on your home for the NFL. Hit the button, and then it's Sports Radio 10 WHP Kansas City, and blah, blah, the power of sports. For, you know, for a long time, hearing that throw to the pause became, there was a Pavlovian response. Yeah. Like, if I didn't hit that button, I might as well just throw myself off the balcony. Yeah. Like my job was done. Jason Justice, an incredibly harsh ruler, iron fist, no velvet glove, just the iron fist.
This is why I've worked on jumping to that tree.
Yes.
So in preparation of when I have to, instead of being thrown off, I make it to the tree and I'm safe.
And then you can shimmy down and you can escape. But if I mean, anytime, I imagine for the rest of my life, if I am in the car listening to a live sporting event and I hear, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, for a one count, I freeze up and I freak out. Just like I'm sure it's three heartbeats, but it's just pa pa pa, and then I'm like, oh yeah, I'm
a little different, but like I perk up because I'm always thinking, are they going to remember to hit it, or how long is it going to? Like I get really curious to see, because I've run it more often than Josh, and I've had those moments where maybe it took me like, I hear it pause, but I didn't hear the rest of toss. So for like a second or two, I'm like, wait. And then I'm just like, oh, I got a fire that, or, you know, I get to it a second late. So every time I'm just like, are they going to get it?
Yeah, I do the exact same thing. I just listen. And then if they don't do it, then I look at who the schedule was. And then I go, oh, you dummy. Yeah. You dummy. I don't tell them that, but just in the car to myself. Also, my fiance does the same thing now, because having worked, having, you know, lived with me and all this, and having to listen to the radio in the car with me whenever my car got AM radio, she does the same thing.
I hate the delay whenever they toss from the studio to somebody out live.
Oh yeah,
that I just cringe. I'm like,
and you don't know if you're still on or not, or like has something.
Well,
happens.
Even if I'm watching, right? Yeah. If I'm watching, because if you're out there, you immediately start talking, but you don't realize there's a delay. You realize it, but you don't experience it. So I'm like, oh my God, it's taking forever. They must be on a satellite. Or, oh no, that's a TVU backpack. That's a longer one. Oh no, it's a microwave truck. He talked right away.
Yeah.
Or if you ever want to know, if they talk right away, it's on tape.
Yeah.
If they talk right away, it's on tape.
I didn't think about that.
If there's not a two box, if it's like just me tossing right out to Haley, and it goes from me to Haley and she talks right away, that's on tape.
That's on tape. That makes sense.
I was indoctrinated to this from a very young age because my mom was a TV anchor. I know this never has come up. I know.
What?
Yeah, it's bizarre. This event, I've mentioned
that
on the show
could be
before.
A great icebreaker for her.
I didn't want to mention it around Mick.
I mean, I don't know if you need to break the ice anymore.
Not anymore.
Honest,
yeah, that
but
seems true.
Breaks them up.
But she, I think it was mostly, I think it was either in Wichita or Topeka. I think it was in Wichita for the most part.
Michelle.
Listen, I don't like this. But so like from, and it just, cause it was all before I was, cause then I got born and I ruined her life. Right.
Yeah.
Is what she, is what she tells me, you know, I would give her half a glass of wine.
You came into my life. You were in my life.
What was her on air name? Was it Michelle Briscoe?
Say that again.
Was her on air name Michelle Briscoe?
No, cause she wasn't married yet. Just
what was it?
Thompson. T-H. Thompson, but it's pronounced Thompson.
Seriously, that's how Thompson's spelled.
Yeah, yeah. I was
very confused. Like, that's Thompson.
You didn't have a strong reaction to it, so I was like, well, I gotta keep talking while Mick thinks that he knows anyone named
Thompson. I've never seen
Thompson
spelled without an H. I mean,
yeah, I mean, maybe. That's probably
so
right.
So weird.
That I would you would specify the spelling?
Smith.
It's got the S.
It's got the S and then the M. Yeah. Okay, so Michelle Thompson, I will look her up.
Well, it's,
you bet I will.
There's got to be clips on YouTube somewhere.
Got to be some clips.
There are pictures from like a yearbook that I found on Facebook. I was looking for another picture a couple days ago, which brought this back up.
Oh, yeah.
She used an emoji on Facebook to cover. It's a class of, and then she put an emoji over the year. So I don't know. I don't even know what year it was.
Yeah, that's smart.
But basically, as long as I can remember, my mom will, anytime the TV is on, and then we'll go out live to our correspondent, Beards McFly, and then it's just pause.
Yeah.
Pause. She'll go, cue him! Somebody cue him!
No, he's cute.
Give him the cue!
He's but cute, it's just a delay.
It's probably the delay. Sometimes if it's a real long pause, then she'll start yelling at
you. You
know,
what I do is I get ballsy, and I'll start talking before the other person's done.
Wow. You know what? You need to do a little role play, Mick?
Sure.
With me?
I mean, I can think of who we'd rather role play with.
We'll go out to Arrowhead Stadium for our reporter live at the scene there, Mick Schaefer, 41
Thanks
Action.
Thanks very much. Josh, love your show and your mom. Yeah. But it comes across much smoother, much less of a delay.
Beards, I'm going to need you to move to answer this question, but should we just make this our last segment here?
Sure.
Excellent. So,
yeah.
I was going to throw it a break and then have you throw it a break. We'll all cut each other off.
We're talking about your mom too much here.
It's a lot of... Yeah, I agree. I agree. It is too much.
Well, I mean,
I couldn't
too
agree
much
more.
Not to like dismount with her. Well, I mean,
one of you guys finish the show so I can go home. I'd like to go home. Here, Beards. No. Here you go. No, here you go. One of you guys finish the show. You guys have about a minute left.
A minute left.
One of you guys can do it. You got a minute. I'm out.
And Josh is leaving the studio. Yeah.
Bye, Michelle.
I think we still got to like another 40 seconds
or so. Yeah. Anyway, I can't wait to meet her someday.
The fact that they weren't able to find you in Tampa, it's a little.
Who's that?
Josh's mom.
I know.
She's probably out
hunting every night.
Probably.
Yeah.
And it's a little disappointing because like the best TV shot would have been you doing a report and then, you know, after you chuck the guy into the ocean, Josh's mom walks in.
I kiss her.
Yeah.
You weren't going to say
that? I wasn't, okay. But that's better, actually. Yeah, that's better. I think that's what I want.
Oh, no, he's coming back in.
Oh, wow, look at that. We're all out of time. Bye, Mom.
Bye, Michelle.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on Sports Radio 810 WHB.